The national leaders race behind closed doors over the weekend. Of course, we've got two declared entrants, Simon Bridges and Chris Luxon. John Key, according to the media over the weekend, was working the phones until, of course, he clarified that he wasn't. So how does this stuff actually work? Former National Party leader Don Brash is with us on this. Don, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Do you have a view as to who should get the job?
Well, it's not quite fair because I don't know Christopher Luxon really at all. I've met him, but I don't know him well. I do know Simon Bridges well, and I have to say I've got a high regard for him, and that regard has increased since I read his book recently.
It's a good book, isn't it?
It's a very good book, well-written, and reveals a person of real integrity.
Could you reheat it? Could you reheat him?
I think you could. I mean, who knows? But on the face of it, he's got the characteristics of a good leader. And one thing about him is that he's part Maori, of course. Mm. And his chapter on race in the book, as you will have seen, is a very good and perceptive chapter. Race is one of the big issues in New Zealand right now. The government has got this agenda, as you're well aware, the Hei Pūapua stuff.
Yep.
And to deal with that, I think you're better to have someone who is Maori, or part Maori at least, than to have someone who's purely Pākehā.
Here's the problem with Simon Bridges as I saw it when he was the leader. What you see in that book is not what you got when he was a leader, because too many people got in his ear and he freaked out. And the guy you thought you were getting wasn't the guy who turned up as leader. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true. But, of course, A, he's wiser and older now. It's also true that, everyone gets in his ear. That's true. But I think he's got the character and qualifications to make a good leader. And, we'll see.
Do you subscribe to the idea that by tomorrow they need to form a team? In other words, it's Luxon with Bridges or Bridges with Luxon and avoid a vote?
Well, there are two ways of dealing with it. I've had experience with both. One is a contested caucus vote, which is what I experienced when I challenged Bill. And I had not got certainty I had majority. In fact, I was very doubtful on that point. Bill thought he did have a majority. Everyone phoned everybody else. And we didn't know until the caucus vote was taken. Mm. The alternative, of course, was when I stepped down in late 2006. John Key clearly had a substantial majority, but Bill also had a bunch of very loyal supporters, and they got together and did a deal. Those are really the two ways of dealing with it.
The second one, the rest is history.
That's right. There's no vote of any significance at all. It's dealt with before the caucus begins. And if Chris Luxon has a very strong majority position in the caucus now, then he would logically do something to deal with Simon Bridges.
Yeah. See, I don't know Luxon either. And what I worry about is that he's supposed to be the next John Key, and therefore you're voting for him because he's allegedly the next John Key, not because you've made up your own mind that he's an individual in his own right and is going to be able to do the job. And that's a problem, isn't it?
It is a problem. I mean, he's clearly had a very successful commercial career. He's had a very short time in politics, as I had. But to be fair, I'd been 14 years at the Reserve Bank, and while that's not Parliament, it was close to Parliament. I understood about the process and the procedures. Christopher doesn't have that advantage.
No. What's your sense of why the National Party have made such a spectacular hash of all of this in the last year or so?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I have to say I know Judith very well indeed. She and John Key and I all entered Parliament the same day, and the three of us knew each other well. I thought she'd make a good leader, and when she became leader, I thought I was very pleased. She was strong, she was clear. Something went wrong, and I don't quite know what it was.
Yeah. What about the role of leader? Does electing whoever they elect tomorrow solve their problem, or is really the leader secondary to whatever's going on within that party that needs fixing?
I think the leader can make a huge difference, no doubt about that. And if they can find someone that the great majority endorse, it'll make an enormous difference. But clearly there are differences between conservatives and liberals and so on. Mm. In many respects, I'm more liberal than, for example, Simon Bridges is. He's conservative on some issues on which I'm very liberal. But I think the key issue is to have someone of real integrity who can command loyalty from the troops.
Well, let's see what happens tomorrow. It'll be an interesting day. Appreciate your time as always, Don Brash, former National Party leader.